on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn football began its fall camp on Thursday in preparation for kickoff on the Plains on August 31st. Head coach Hugh Freeze looks ahead to his second campaign leading the Tigers.
You know, one of the disappointing things, I think, and me being honest with myself, is I don't know that I got as much done in year one that I would have liked to have done. Culturally, chemistry, system. And so it's kind of like a restart, but it's one that I'm really excited about because of the chemistry that I sense in the building right now with the staff and the confidence that I see in the players right now when they walk around. We are depending on a lot of young kids, and that's unknown exactly how well they'll perform in a league like this, but very excited about their potential for sure, and we're going to do our best to get them ready.
Also going into his second year as an Auburn Tiger is senior quarterback Peyton Thorne. Coach Freeze recaps the development he has seen from Thorne over the spring and summer.
Yeah, we've had great conversations all summer. Had good ones. I think he is starting to learn my mindset, just like his this morning's meeting. We've got a concept going on. And there's one look that I don't think this concept has an answer for, and not many people really would see it that way probably or know it within our building. But because of our meetings, I'm getting ready to say it in my mouth. Now, whoa, 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 this one right here, this is the one. And Peyton's like, we've already talked about it. I'm going to check Fitch right there. Good. I'm golden. I expect to see him at this age of his career to know my mind and to know the adjustments to get us in the best possible scenario, whether it's pass or run, and to know situational football. I expect that of him, and it's my job. Ultimately, the buck stops with me, and I have to own the what his performance is. But if it's third and one and we have an RPO called, you know what? I have given him the tools to get the first down without having to throw the football. And so we have to understand the entirety of the offense, and I feel really comfortable that he's at a point that he's in pretty good position for that.
Many of the most anticipated newcomers are in the wide receiver room for Auburn. Coach Freeze talks about what he's seen from his young receivers.
Obviously, you have to have the skill set and the ability to separate from some of the best athletes in the college game. They play DB at these other teams that we're going to play. So it's impossible to do that if you're not blessed with a skill set. And then secondly, I think it's a mentality of this play the next play. I'm going to win the next play no matter what happened on the last one. And yeah, I got it wrong and I didn't run the right route because I'll do that some as a freshman, but I am not phased and I don't go in the tank. And so I think it's those two things. Obviously picking up, having the IQ to handle the game plan and the adjustments that you have to make against all the different coverages is important too. But it really starts to me with the skill set and then their mentality of, you know what, just because coach is raising Cain because I ran the wrong route or didn't make the right adjustment, I'm not phased and I'm ready to play the next one.
The coaching staff has been doing plenty of work off the practice field as well in the recruiting world. Coach Freeze talks about the recent success on the recruiting trail.
Obviously, I get real excited when I see all the positive things that are said about recruiting, and typically my name gets attached to it somehow, but truthfully, that there's so many others that play bigger roles than I do, and Bianca and her staff are a huge role in that, Will and his staff and personnel. I mean, all the GAs who do all the chauffeuring around and the analysts and the position coaches, it's a team effort. It's a philosophy that I think I have a whole building that's bought into now. Yes, I do get to set the philosophy and how we're going to do it. And we're fortunate to be doing very well right now. And obviously it's constantly changing, but sitting here today, you know, our plan of what we wanted to accomplish in the 25 recruiting class is on track, and hopefully get a little more good news in the coming weeks and try to finish out this class around that top five area.
Kickoff on the Plains is set for August 31st against Alabama A&M at 6:30 Central at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Fewer than 2,000 tickets for the season opener remain available at aubtix.com. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Another team on the Plains getting ready for competition this month is Auburn Soccer and head coach Karen Hoppe's 26th season leading the program. Coach Hoppe talks about this year's team and the amount of seniors on the roster.
Yeah, never in addition. We've had that many new kids. I think I can go back to our first recruiting class for 2000. We had, I believe, 12 new kids and 12 returners, but not that many seniors. 13 is the most seniors we've ever had. And keep in mind, it's two senior classes. We have our four-year seniors that are normal seniors, if you will, and then we have eight COVID seniors, fifth year. So we've really worked hard the last 6 months or so to blend them into one class and prioritize, hey, our fifth years no longer outrank our fourth years because you're all done after this season. So you're all seniors, and they've really bought into that and grown as one class.
Coach Hoppe recognizes the need for increased goal scoring in 2024 after 2022 and 2023. She previews the plan for the offense this upcoming season.
Really, the last 2 years, we've been a little short on scoring goals. That's been our number one deficiency in the team. And spring, I felt really good about it. Even as you mentioned, the one loss, we still got a goal at Clemson. So that was, I think, the significance is part of it's confidence in the players, and part of it's us as coaching getting them in better positions to score goals, and we've done a good job of that in the spring, and now we've got to make sure that continues in the fall.
The Tigers will open competition for the 2024 and 2025 athletic year tonight in an exhibition at Mercer with kickoff at 4 Central. They will then host an exhibition against Memphis on Saturday at 6 Central at the Auburn Soccer Complex. Admission for all Auburn soccer games is free. Back to the Auburn football practice field, Jarquez Hunter enters his senior season in the running back room and looks to lead a talented group. Hunter talks about his fellow running backs and becoming a leader for those guys.
All of us can really, we can go from the backfield, we can go to the receiver spot. I mean, we can do what the tight ends can do. I think all of us can do all positions that coach asks us to do. I think we can do it pretty well. I mean, it feels good. I mean, when my turn to learn from the older guys. And I'm just trying to teach them and make sure they do everything right, make sure they going through the steps, take the little things right, and just coach them up. Yes, sir, I got to work on being more vocal. I mean, I don't talk a lot. I mean, I try to show them and tell them what, if I see them mess up, I try to coach them and correct them when I see it. But I try to, in meeting rooms, we try to get together and tell them what they do wrong, tell them what they need to do next time they do it.
Derek Nix enters his first season as Auburn's offensive coordinator and running backs coach after spending 16 years at Ole Miss. Hunter talks about Nix and where the biggest room for improvement is in the running back room.
It's great working with Coach Nix. He's very intentional. He teaches us a lot. He's very detailed to what he's teaching us. I mean, he's a good coach. Well, I believe we're one of the top running back rooms in the nation, or the best. I mean, we're just very underrated. We can do anything anybody else can do or better. Mostly pass protection. I mean, that's a big deal in our game of what we do in the running back room. We got to protect the quarterback. And more catching the ball out the backfield. We all got better at catching doing that. I mean, me, I like to go out there. I want as much contact as I can get. I don't like to sit out. I mean, I get bored just sitting there standing on the sideline. That's why I'm always moving around. So I hope I can just go out there and play as much as I can, as much as he let me.
On the defensive side, Austin Keys and Jalen McLeod each enter their second seasons on the Plains and look to become leaders at linebacker and on the defensive line. McLeod talks about his conditioning and the added depth on the defensive line.
It's huge because, like, last year I got hurt. And right now I'm on the right path, weight-wise, everything. So it'd be huge, and it'd give me a huge advantage. Stay, maintain my weight, and then keep going. The speed, the depth, so everybody is like, it's not a drop-off when the next man come in. And we so fast in that area. Yeah.
Just kicking inside to give you guys another pass rush.
Yeah, of course, because help me and Kieron, because like me and Kieron can't just do it on the edge. We need somebody interior. And then Kieron bringing more attention. He's getting better because he was a little raw. But he's getting better every day. Literally, he's getting better. He adjusting well. So him and Keldrick, and we have another piece right there inside. We're gonna dominate.
Austin Keys missed nearly half of 2023 dealing with a thumb injury, but is now one of the top seniors defensively. Keys talks about his health and first year defensive coordinator and linebackers coach DJ Durkin.
It definitely feels different. It feels like I didn't get to like bond with the team, being that I missed so many games and all the practices, and I feel like practicing with the team creates a bond, like it's just different. So it definitely feels like different and comfortable, like I already said. It feels a lot different, man. The family standard is there. Everything just feels so different. The coaching staff, it just all feels like it's been here for a long time. It's a perfect fit, man. Like I said, like you just said, man, me and Dirk, we've gone way back, so it's cool.
Before fall camp got underway, Coach Freeze awarded junior running back Justin Jones and senior safety Griffin Speaks scholarships. Jones recaps the journey to earning a scholarship from Auburn.
Honestly, just dedication, like staying down and working hard, like and having a good support system behind me and getting me where I need to be to do what I did. And I just, you know, my mom and my dad, they've been my main source of energy going through all this. So, you know, without them, I probably wouldn't have been able to make it as far as I did. This is a dream come true. I've been an Auburn fan since I came out, you know, and it's just seems so unreal. Even when I'm here now, it still doesn't feel as real like as it seems. And when I first got here and I met all these cool guys, Coach Cadillac Williams, and I got to be around all these superstar people, I was in shell shock. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I cannot believe these are my teammates, these are my coaches. It was just an amazing experience.
Griffin Speaks is a hometown kid that went to Baylor out of Auburn High, but found himself back on the Plains in 2023. Speaks looks all the way back to his childhood and growing up just down the road.
Coach Matt Simo, Coach Jordan that's still coaching at Dean Road. You know, I could go on and on. I'd really just say it means a lot. Just from where I've come from, and doing it for the people that I love and cherish, like going out to Baylor or growing up here, I've always wanted to play here. You know, I've always wanted to wear the orange and blue. Baylor took a chance on me. I went out there, and getting a call to come back home, you know, meant more than anything. So, really just it means a lot. You know, we celebrated for a few minutes, but to be honest, it's all about the process and. For me, I feel like a lot of the people that I've grown up with have instilled in me, you know, to be process-oriented over results-oriented. You know, fall in love with the process, and hopefully you'll enjoy the results. So for sure, there was definitely some celebrating. Me and my dad had a very emotional phone call, you know, with some screaming. And it was really cool, you know, getting to tell my family and community and everybody that's gotten me here, because I would not be here without any of them. So it was definitely cool, but it's, you know, it's just right back to work. Like nothing's changed because the approach has always been the same. The approach has always been to come in, you know, handle your business, put your head down, and do what you need to do. So definitely some celebrating, but really just right back to work.
Be sure to follow at AU Sports Network on Twitter for broadcast updates as the football season nears and the first Tiger Talk is set for August 19th. To view full schedules and more information, visit AuburnTigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!